Axis Mundi.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, my name is Brad Onishi, Associate Professor of Religious Studies, Skidmore College. This is Straight White American Jesus, hosted and produced in partnership with the CAP Center at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and today here with my co-host.
I'm Dan Miller, Associate Professor of Religion and Social Thought at Landmark College. So good to see you, Brad, as always, as we do this from like opposite coasts.
Well, and so before we do anything today, Dan, we, folks are always looking for good news at this point. So you got some good news yesterday, and I think people should celebrate with you. Book under contract with Routledge Press, Routledge Publishing House, and your book will be out early summer. And I believe it is called Queer Democracy, but I can't remember the subtitle. So you want to tell us more about it?
Yeah, so it's called Queer Democracy. I think the subtitle is I don't even know, Dysphoria and the Body Politic, something like that. It's still sort of, as people may not know, the title and subtitle are like some of the last things to be worked out, right? So you come up with them early and then the publisher doesn't like it and you change it. But it's informed a lot of the things we've talked about. We've talked about a talk that I'm giving next week that people can access at Landmark College. It's related to that. So I'm excited. I've been working on it. I was on sabbatical last spring. It'll be out probably in the summer, but it talks about, among other things, we talk in there about American religion and politics and populism and nationalism and Christian nationalism and so many of the themes you and I have been talking about. And things that you and I have been saying that, you know, regardless of what happens here in just under 2 weeks with the election, all of this stuff is still going to be with us. So I'm excited to have that coming out. And I'm happy to tell people about it if they want a sort of geeky take, even geekier than I am on the podcast about some of these things. So, yeah.
Well, I'll just say it's a huge accomplishment. Your second book, you got it done during the pandemic. You're helping kids do school online. You're a good partner, you're a great podcaster, and now we get your second book. So friends, if you'd like a preview of the book, next week, October 27, Dan is giving a talk that will be on the American political sphere, the fantasy of white Christian nationalism, and just things we talk about all the time on this show. So we will share the link once again. We shared it once, we'll share it again. And anyway, look forward to the talk and look forward to the book. We will see if we can get Dan Miller to give us some signed copies to send out to lucky listeners. Maybe include a picture of Dan, holding the book, or I don't know, Dan. We'll have to think of that sounded weird. Maybe we don't need a picture of you. I don't know. Anyway, sorry. This is going into uncharted territory. So a shaky start today, Dan. Okay. I'm going to blame the debate because we all had to endure a third debate last night, and folks have been wondering if we're going to talk about it today. So here's what we're doing. Last night, we finally had a debate that was semi-watchable just because there was a real moderator. Shout out to the moderator last night, Kirsten Welker. And there was also some rules in place that seemed to help things move better. So Dan, we're going to do a short segment on the debate. Some folks want to hear about it. Some folks are tired of it. So Dan Miller, 2 minutes uninterrupted on the debate. The floor is yours.
Yeah, and if I go over, you can mute my mic and cut me off, right? Yeah. And I also, to reflect back on the vice president's debate, I don't think I'm looking in the screen. I don't think I have any flies on my head. So
okay, good.
Yeah, so I mean, just sort of some quick hits. People kind of wanted this. I think one of the things is Trump clearly is listening to somebody. He was much more put together and calm and sounded like he, you know, had a much better view of sort of actual policies and things like that. Still lied a lot, but wasn't like sort of yelling over people and doing it. The big takeaways for me are, number one, like all kinds of studies show that typically debates don't actually affect races that much unless somebody just sort of melts down or something crazy happens. That didn't happen. And so if you're Trump and you're behind, that wasn't good for you. People keep saying that, you know, Trump needed a game changer and he clearly didn't get it. I think that's true. I do think that if the first debate had gone like this debate went, I think Trump would be in a better place now. I think if Trump had hit the themes that he hit the way that he hit them in this debate, if he'd, you know, come out of like Labor Day doing that, I think he'd be in a better place. But I don't think it fundamentally changed anything. There were some missed opportunities by Biden. There was one point where he's talking about opening safely and restaurants needing like plexiglass dividers. And Trump fires back and says it's too expensive for them. And I was like literally yelling at my screen for Biden to jump in and say, tell that to Mitch McConnell and the Senate who won't pass the funding. And like he missed that. But overall, I think it's the same. We're a broken record, right? Like everybody who was convinced was going to be convinced. I think it's pointless to look at quote unquote who won. I think it's interesting to see who people say won, right? To see like how it went through with that. But I saw numbers this week saying that only 5% of people say that they're undecided, and pollsters think a lot of those are kind of lying anyway. And only 3% say that they can actually be persuaded from something different. Numbers say of something like 43 million people who've already voted. So I don't think it's going to fundamentally change anything. I'm kind of glad that it's sort of past us. But I just think that, you know, a week and a half out or whatever we are, the time for, you know, big changes in a debate have sort of passed us by.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.